So the next morning, I think they both have a dream. But one guy says, yes, I dream. I dream about this personal thing. So he says, it's more like just over here, not far away. We could maybe see him if we travel that way tomorrow. I mean, today, says this guy. But the other guy says, no. He says, no, that's not the way I dream. He says, the one we hear singing is far away, far away. We would have to travel a long distance to get him. But you're not going to hear him. You're going to hear him morning and evening. So they say, okay, we'll see what happens. So they finally agree. Okay, we will go towards west. They were just two of them anyway. There was nothing to worry about. So they traveled to the west and just live and all that. Then in the evening again, they have traveled quite a distance. Again in the evening, just sunset, they hear the song again. Same way, but different song. So finally the next day, for many days they travel towards west. Same thing. Each evening they hear the song. So they finally came into the end of the bushland. Come upon to this what they call Maskutdew. Means the prairie, whatever it is. They come upon that and begin to recognize that they are leaving. They are leaving the Omaskigunan. So they travel across this Maskutdew land. The desert land, whatever it is. Travel for many days again. And every evening they still hear this person. Finally one evening, one day they were traveling, they all of a sudden noticed that the cloud seems to be sticking up there. They don't seem to change the cloud at all. And it was towards evening that they began to ask questions to them. So I said, why the clouds are not moving? So dark under. So they begin to recognize that it's not a cloud, it's a mountain. It's a snow-covered mountain. Begin to walk, and still, in the evening, they still hear this person singing, still west, always to the west, towards the sunset. And then, finally they decide, well, maybe we have been fooled, maybe we shouldn't go any farther. But the other guy says, why do we have to turn now? We are already here. So we might as well go just to the mountain, maybe we'll see it there in the mountain. See it from the mountain, whatever it is. So they went on and went on. They began to climb the mountain. They began to walk amongst the mountain and spend the night still. The voice is still from beyond, towards the sunset. So they travel and travel to the rugged land, to the mountain, to the valleys. Spend the night again. Still, the song came from the same direction. They were so tired. They were so far away. They had no use turning. So they finally decided. They already decided. Now this is what we hear about Visakhetcha. That's him. Begin to think that that's him. Yeah. So finally, they come to the mountain. They climb again. And they saw the last mountain at west. Another evening come. Now they can hear this voice, the voice very clear. And they said, oh yeah, that's him. That's Visakhetcha, all right. So they believe now. Just what do we have to go and see him? We know it's him. So there's why turn now? They said, since we have come this far, we might as well go see him. So they went the next day, they just traveled the last hill, the last mountain over there. It's very hard to climb from behind, so they have to go all around it. They finally saw it behind them. And from the bottom of the mountain here, they could see. And there they go see this guy sitting up there, sitting there on the mountain. Not on top of the mountain. On the slopes of the mountain. The way they describe it is that as if he's sitting on the, resting his back on the mountain, on the side of the mountain, but not actually sitting up there where the snow is, just on the halfway.